Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler. Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. I am so excited to have you here today. And actually, I have a really, really special guest and friend on here with me. But before I introduce them, I'm going to give you a little bit of a background. Why I decided to bring them on, especially in this episode and what's been really circulating for a lot of people in the collective recently. And so this last weekend, I took about 3 days off, completely disconnected from social media, from technology in general, and went about 3 hours inland into the mountains and this little place called Ojai. And it was a little bit of teeth pulling to get me there. But because of this person, I ended up going because of just needing to de-stress. And I know for a lot of us that run businesses, it's very easy to get caught up in the hustle and the bustle of doing and going and feeling like we don't have time to take a break. We don't have time to rest. But luckily, one of my amazing friends, who you guys are going to meet in a second here, had just the incredible intuition and persistence to keep reaching out and encourage me to come to their retreat and their event. And I'm so grateful that I did, because at this event, it was really transformative to just experience the zen side of being a human again, which I think is so easily lost. And so really, the person that you guys are going to get to meet and just connect with and hear so much beautiful wisdom from is this person who really is more like a wizard than a human being. He's got an innate talent, and you're going to hear it just through his energy and his presence, how he's so just grounded and so calm, and just the way that he speaks and presents himself. And I hope that over the time of this episode that you can really start to feel the groundedness come through in just hearing him speak about who he is, his beliefs, his perspectives, and all the juicy content we're going to be diving into. So without further ado, I'd love to introduce you all to Nathaniel Solis.
Yeah, I feel like I'm walking out on stage. Like, well, that was a cool little build up. Like, let's go. Yeah, that's me.
That's me. I'm so elated and grateful to have you here. I'm excited to just dive in, especially after the deep dive that I know you and I had this last weekend with everything that was like surfacing for me, and really the space that you were able to hold, but also the mirror that you were able to be. And I know that so many other entrepreneurs right now can relate to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really powerful. I've had this sort of hunch for many, many years now through my own journey as an entrepreneur and working with tons and tons of clients, and then basically having my entire community, all my best friends being really epic entrepreneurs as well, and just start seeing this pattern of like, man, everyone's really stressed. Everyone's really busy. I'm putting that in air quotes, right? Everyone's busy and everyone's stressed and everyone's overwhelmed and everyone like is just worried about the money and worried about all these things. And it's like such a real thing. And obviously I've had my own version of that too, but I just kept getting this hit for my own journey. One, realizing all of my self-sabotaging patterns were coming as a result of kind of constantly having these sort of energy leaks or different sources of stress and unresolved kinds of things. And some of it just being simple stuff like, how do I get a good night's sleep? How do I like keep eating good food while also like managing my time well and doing all these things and also trying to explore my own consciousness and grow as a human being and build new relationships? And even just talking about it can sound super overwhelming, right? It's been almost 12 years now of me really hardcore being on this sort of journey of kind of trying to create it into a solvable equation ultimately. Because you look at every other thing on this planet naturally, it's in its own perfect little system, right? You look at a forest, it just does what a forest does. It's all good. Doesn't have to take courses to do that or go to a retreat or anything like that, right? And then humans are nature, right? So you can get a little Alan Watts about it, right? You can get a little like quantum physics about it, like whatever you want, but it's like we're totally just a part of this. So the fact that we're all running around really struggling, really confused, just has always stood out to me in a powerful way. And that ultimately has ended up in launching tons and tons of courses, working with tons of clients, and then doing these different retreats. Me and my business partner, Brandon Bozarth, did this embodied entrepreneur treat for the last couple of years, which has also helped us realize, because that was focused on helping people grow their business, but but through the body, right? And through doing this quote-unquote deeper work and not just talking about marketing and strategy and all these kinds of things, which is super important. But it helped us realize too, like, what if we went even deeper just into that and like have no business talk? No, what a concept, like to come and not talk about your business and not talk about your game plan and your goals and actually see what happens when you're not getting pulled away to your phone and you don't have excuses to get caught up in emails and all these different things. So it was really amazing having you here. It wasn't so much teeth pulling as you described. Like I could just feel that, like,
it was, you know, like, I want to go, but I needed to tell me again.
I knew you needed it. Yeah. Yeah. It was totally, totally great. And I just love how you showed up and also, which I knew you were going to do, was like to actually utilize the experience, right? Mm-hmm. It's really easy. We have moments all throughout the day that if we wanted to, we could quote unquote, like soak it up, right? We could like, oh, you have 15 minutes between calls. That could be a really, 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 really valuable, rejuvenating 15 minutes. Or you could just be on Instagram for 15 minutes, right? But it's like, great, how about 3 days of like giving yourself that opportunity? And you totally rocked it. You were like soaking up all the sun, eating all the good food, getting body work done. And then you were also like giving yourself tons of space to be with your own thoughts and your feelings and journaling it out. And it was epic. You like totally rocked it.
Mm. So yeah, it was a great experience being human.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny too, because I feel like for a lot of those tuning in and listening to this episode, it's a similar concept of like, okay, yeah, so if I get it, like we're growing the business, we're taking all the programs, we're doing all the things. And like, sure, Nathaniel, it's like eat good food, eat clean, do, do, do. But it's like, to really understand what we're referring to here is there's the old paradigm, I guess, is really the way that we can kind of look at it, where a lot of people are stuck in the idea that they have to be working harder and doing more and pushing themselves faster. And those of you that have been following my journey for a while, you know that was a lot of what attributed to the anxiety and the adrenal fatigue when I was pushing myself so hard. And it was attributing to me having to force myself to slow down because it just wasn't sustainable. And I think that a lot of us kind of get stuck in this addiction to achieving, to doing, and constantly feeling like we have to have more, 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 more. And what's interesting, and one of the things that I loved that you illuminated at this retreat recently, was diving into the concept of whose rules are you playing by and what beliefs and what desires are actually yours versus what are someone else's. And I think that this is such a potent concept, especially in the entrepreneurial space, when we're so bombarded by messages of hitting six figures and scaling to seven figures and ABC and 10X this and 10X that. And it's almost like we've taken on so many other, like, I don't even know where a lot of these ideas of success have come from, but it's kind of like, oh, I think I need to hit this number or grow this business in this way or have this many clients or do these things in order to be quote unquote successful or to have fulfillment or happiness or whatever it is. And then we mindlessly work towards that only to burn ourselves out.
Yeah. I had this experience and I see it happen with a lot of clients where want to start their own business or become an entrepreneur to escape the rules of like, oh, the 9 to 5, right? Or I don't want to have my own boss. I want to be my own boss. That's really awesome. It's a really cool idea. And then you end up realizing that like entrepreneurs work 9 to 5 and usually actually work even more hours than that. And you kind of like are always working because it's just kind of your thing. It's just what you do. It's just who you are. So we're just playing back into the same exact rules, which is just like, I have to just put in all these hours and do all this kind of stuff to do it. But the part where it gets tricky is that you're your own boss and you can't really fire yourself. We probably all do find ways to do that, right? Or like unconsciously punishing ourselves for what we're doing, right? And all these different things. But I think a lot of people, we also learn these rules of success from every movie you've ever watched, every TV show you've ever seen, every book you've ever read, and every history lesson you've ever learned, right? So it is really embedded into society. And some might argue that that's intentional to build this concept that it needs to be competition and battling other people and you have to struggle and force and push and bleed and sweat your way to all these things, right? When ultimately you just go back a few hundred years and like on average, you're just waking up with the sun, growing some food, feeding your family, taking some food into town, selling it, coming back home, petting the cows, going to bed, do it again tomorrow, right? It's like a pretty simple setup, right? And all of a sudden now we're like, well, wait, this is how life is supposed to be. We have the internet. I can make money. I can do all these things. And we just jump into this other thing. And you also have to look at the fact too that we've only been doing this internet thing, and in particular with our mobile phones, with social media, and the way we've been doing it for about 10 years. It's only been about 10 years that we've kind of been doing it this way. That's the first 10 years ever that humans have been doing it this way. Everyone's running around with their heads cut off, right? Or everyone's really just a bunch of heads running around, just to be more accurate, right?
That's a great analogy.
Their body's cut off. But it's so important. Like, I think we're not building into the system, especially in the like entrepreneurial industry, we're not building into the system that opportunity to stop and slow down for a minute and like catch up with what's actually happening, which is like we're getting pulled into just another version of some kind of rat race, but this time it's a conscious digital coaching entrepreneur, like all these cool things, right? But it's pretty much the same thing in principle of like us just kind of fighting against each other, judging ourselves the whole time, putting our health on the back burner just so we can do all these kinds of things when there's really a lot of other ways to do it. So I think it's really important, especially for people listening, just to know like if there is any element of that in your life or business right now. By the way, I would suggest by not even separating the two as you look at this inquiry, it's like just look at your life, which includes what you do for work. It includes the people you spend time with. It includes your hobbies and habits and things that you like to do. But if there's even 10% of just that thing of like, man, I don't feel good about XYZ or this thing really drains me, or this thing is so consistent and it's frustrating and annoying, or this, it's like, it's so important to like, one, make it okay to look at that stuff, and also make it okay to realize like, oh crap, I created something that's not really working for me, and then make it okay to change it. Right. And I think there's one of those three phases where like, we just are taught, again, we like unconsciously are trained to ignore one of those three things, if not all three of them, and we don't do anything about it. Right. And then there's also a lot of ways to like make up for it. You could be having the worst day ever, but if you got some good filters on your phone, nobody has to know. Right. And it's such a simple little thing. I've done things like that in the past. Right. Now I go out of my way to like let my followers know on Instagram if I have a zit that day, because it's like, that's part of me retraining myself. Right. So part of this too is like, once we are able to slow down and really look at all these things that are actually going on, we have to also ask like, how did I get to this place? And usually it's not our fault, right? Usually we learn it from our parents. Almost all of us, especially in this generation, have examples of parents who did, they worked really hard and they didn't have the option of drop shipping or e-commerce or what's that? Like, you can just upload t-shirt designs and they ship them for you and do the whole thing. It's like, it's so easy now and so amazing to do whatever the heck you want. And we only have examples of people who didn't have that, right? So you have to look at where all these influences come from, plus all the media. And then plus the people who kind of started doing stuff online first were the people who came out of the offline space. So they brought a lot of those same kind of principles and a lot of like, that's why there's still a lot of like distinction around people online selling stuff. And there's still a lot of scams and there's still a lot of bullshit. And there's still a lot of people doing it because it was birthed out of something that was already kind of messy, right? So it's a really powerful, not only are, when we slow down and look at this stuff, not only are we going to like take care of our own health and actually make our life fulfilling, but we're actually healing like a really global issue of ultimately what's been plaguing humans since we all started capitalism and ultimately started like agriculture and growing food and creating hierarchies and kingdoms and all these kinds of things. And there's been something off about that system too, right? So I know I'm going off on a thing, but I think it's just so important for entrepreneurs specifically to put themselves in a context, one that's really empowering. Like to me, that sounds like a really epic movie to be a part of. It's like, whoa, we're like the first humans ever who have the opportunity to do all this cool stuff.
Yep.
And some of us unconsciously, unintentionally have brought in a lot of old systems that are just going to make this new thing also self-sabotage unless we do something about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And what's really cool is so many people listening in some way, shape, or form are a coach or a healer or a teacher or a service provider or a product creator of some sort, which is all hopefully with the intention of like adding value to the world and making the world a better place. So it's like, it's so important for us to like not be playing into these destructive systems and patterns in that sense. I could have kept going for like an hour.
It's like I can go on for days.
I've just gotten so obsessed with this stuff because It's really, it's just, I don't know. It feels like a big deal. Not even the like fact that it has anything to do with me, but the fact that I'm noticing this, it's a little scary. But again, it's like really what makes a good movie is like the plot. We have some exciting stuff going on, you know?
Yeah. It's interesting because leaning into that, you also see the shift of this belief or this mentality or this program, however we want to frame it, of when I get to this number, right, in my business or when I'm making this much, then I'll be able to be happy or slow down or experience XYZ or ABC. And what's so interesting is we we so often attach a lot of our happiness to getting to a certain threshold or a certain benchmark in our business. And we put off, and I'm guilty of this too, where we like put off relationships, or we put off friendships, or we put off hobbies or things that used to make us happy because we have to build the funnel or create the content or market the program. And then we're so unhappy doing it that, but we continue to tell ourselves, I just need to get through this phase or this time. And then when I do that, then I can go back and enjoy it. But then by the time we're done, we're just so burnt out and exhausted.
Yeah. It's just kind of like asking, what's the definition of insanity, right? Like doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And it's like, I have this strategy where I stress myself out to create what I want to create in my life. And it kind of moves me forward, but it also kind of sucks. But it seems to keep getting me a little bit forward. Things seem to move and grow, but it's, again, it's that willingness to, and that's why a lot of people avoid things like meditation, because once you actually do that and sit there for 10 minutes and just sit down, shut up and breathe well for 10 minutes, all that stuff's going to come up, right? Where it's like, oh my God, I'm really not okay with my life going in these ways. I'm really not happy with this. But all that's ultimately really a blessing, right? And if we are, as entrepreneurs, especially as like coaches or service providers or guides or teachers or healers of any sort, it's like, it's so important for us to be so in alignment in our own life and to really be able to bring that forward to people. So it's our job to go first and get uncomfortable and really look at the stuff. And I still have so many things I'm cleaning up, improving, and building in my life. And I also feel really stoked on the fact that I've like gone pretty hardcore on a lot of things too, and really looked at my own shadow and bad habits and defense mechanisms and protection mechanisms, all of which I never put in there, right? Which is so important for people to realize, like, no one's ever stopped for a moment and said, hey, you know what? I'd really like to hold on to this limiting belief. No one's ever said that, right? No one's ever stopped and been like, yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to really over-exaggerate my experience of this thing so it really turns into some trauma that lives in my body, and we're just going to leave that in there, and I'm just going to keep that. It's like, no one's ever saying that. No one's ever decided to like program themselves to sabotage themselves. That's not how it works. So it's also good too, if you're listening and feel like you've been running into that stuff, like take a deep breath and relax. Like the more that I've really started to study, and you and I have dove really deep in Dr. Joe Dispenza's work, which is a huge influence in my life. And he's a great example of someone who's invested the time and the resources to actually understand the mechanics of human behavior on ultimately every level. And the truth is, that's like one of the most important skills for entrepreneurs and game changers to really understand. Like if we don't understand ourselves and we don't know ourselves, and then we're trying to like create a bunch of stuff, you're going to have a really hard time. But again, it does come back to, people are like, all right, I need to know myself. I need to know what's the best thing I should go live about. What's the best way to market my thing? It's like, no. You need to know how to get a good night's sleep every night. Mm-hmm. You need to know exactly what to eat when you're feeling certain ways. All right. You need to know like what it takes for you to sweat through your own body weight workout. You need to understand, right? It's like, there's all this stuff that's built in. I truly believe human beings are high performers naturally, mm-hmm. right? When you sleep well, when you got your circadian rhythm in check, you get good sunlight, right? You get touched, you get loved, you feel cared for, you feel safe, all these different things. When that's really there, we're on fire. And I know everyone listening has had versions of that in their life where it's like certain simple, natural, fundamental things line up and you're just like, dude, I just feel good. Like, I'm just on fire. I'm coming up with good ideas. Like it all feels great. And then we often, what we'll do is we'll use that condition, get really excited, and then go channel it into a bunch of stuff, mm-hmm. but not continue to channel it back into that system of our lifestyle. Right. Yeah. And making that a habit. And I think it's important for people to realize, like, you'll never let yourself stay in something that doesn't ultimately serve you. Like, so it's like, you have to make it okay to go find out what that system is. Right. And maybe the idea of it being a system doesn't feel too sexy or exciting for some people. So just think of it as like whatever your flow is going to be, whatever your lifestyle, like who you're choosing to be and like how you want to have that ripple out into the world is something you have to go experiment with. And I think a lot of people are not giving themselves permission to do that. And especially because they might look up to somebody and want to learn from somebody. And then they take on that person's model, even though that person got that model because they experimented. And even people who learn from somebody are still going to, you should just experiment with that thing too. But I think it's like, we don't give ourselves a lot of room to mess up or make mistakes. I've been quote unquote influencer or making stuff online and selling stuff online for 10 years. And I've made so many mistakes in that time. and it's all served me. And there's people who've been following me that entire time. And it's so cool to hear from them sometimes and like get that reminder too, where it's like, oh my gosh, it's totally been okay for me to screw up like big time. I just want to give people listening, like if you can't give yourself the permission, take it from me or take it from Sophie, like make it okay for you to actually go find out what serves you, what works for you first. Because if it's your job to show up for people, that means it's actually your job first to make sure you're able to even freaking do that. Yeah. Right. I've had in the last 6 months, I've had a few dozen people in some way, shape or form come to me and be like, hey, I just was working with this coach. It was really awesome. I just made 50 grand in 2 weeks. Oh my gosh. And I'm really freaking out and I have no idea what to do. This is really intense. And it's like, I can't get any sleep. And how am I supposed to handle it? It's like, there's this whole idea of, or even the process of making it. They're like, I'm exhausted. I have my first call with 3 new clients tomorrow. I'm not ready for it. I can't handle it. So in my opinion, I feel like there needs to be this really integrative approach where it's like we're teaching people these skills of resilience and self-mastery and understanding your own energetic bandwidth. Like that's a real thing. And it doesn't just come from sleep and food, even though those are really the most fundamental factors. Like it also comes from the story you're telling, right? Mm-hmm. There's kind of this distinction that I love taking my clients into in my programs. And I think it's so valuable for entrepreneurs to look at the difference between what's happening in your biology and what's happening in your biography, right? Where it's like the story you're telling yourself about yourself on your journey is going to contribute so significantly to that. And also what your body is experiencing contributes to that as well. And I think a lot of the time we just get one or the other, right? Where people might just talk about do mindset work and change your belief systems and just start thinking some new ways and do some affirmations. And that's totally awesome. And I think is very important and likely required to actually make this stuff work for yourself. But you also have to like treat your body well, right? Like where are all those affirmations happening? In your body, right? Like that's the vehicle for all this stuff. Give yourself permission to experiment. I'd be curious to hear, Sophie, what's something you've kind of given yourself permission to experiment with lately that's served you, like not just on business, but just like the whole Sophie level.
The whole Sophie level.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh man. That dude, phew. Let's drop into this one. I feel like the biggest experimentation for me a lot lately has been really around recalibrating the entire way that I look at my fitness and my health and my nutrition. Because it's always been like a big piece of my life. But for so long, it was programming that was coming from very restrictive, very like regimented, very intense type of training, especially when I was doing the bikini comp training. And for those of you that have been following me about the journey with that, it's been a process. I recorded a solo episode recently where it was a lot of like, holy shit. I recognized when I was doing the bikini comp after I had finished it, I had developed like these major binge eating patterns that I'd never really had issues with before. And having to like actually learn how to release a lot of that and trust my intuition when it comes to how I train and how I eat. And even now it's like I have back problems because I was trying to push myself too hard and falling back into that. And it's kind of just been leaning into, okay, I'm giving myself permission to really just trust this process, to listen to my body and to be much more intuitive with all of it while knowing the guidelines for what needs to happen. And also leaning into what actually feels really, really good. And I think the other piece, and this is, I think across the board, is it can become very, very confusing. And I think that this is where a lot of people get stuck, self included, when something we're doing is working, right? Mm-hmm. On the tangible, physical aspect of like, oh, it's bringing in money, or I'm losing the weight, whatever it is, XYZ. And
there's all that cocaine. It just, the weight just falls right off, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. And it's like, if I just train this intensely and if I just diet this way, like I get the physique, or if I just market this way and build this funnel and run these ads, even though it doesn't feel great, I will grow the business. But then it's this piece of like, that doesn't feel good to my heart, to my soul, to my body. And this is a lot of what I've been tuning into recently of like, huh, okay, why am I not excited about these pieces of my life? Like, why am I not excited when I wake up and I think about having to market or write content or do these specific things? And a lot of that has been coming back to, oh, this just no longer feels in congruency with who I'm becoming and what I'm stepping into. Okay. But it works, right? And that's kind of the confusing part of like, shit, how do I let go of something that I know is working,
so, right?
And trust in the possibility. Go for it.
That's so good. That's so good. So the first thing to realize is like, that's, it's not working. It's actually not working, right? And we will tell ourselves it works from this very little limited view of what we think needs to work.
Love this.
So anyone who's kind of defaulting to that, I would, it's kind of my job to like kind of go into people's brains and like see the patterns and all these different things. And if someone came to me in that position, I would know that they do not spend enough time with themselves, getting to know themselves. Because once you create that space and you have this relationship with all these different aspects, it's so easy to realize like, if the way that I'm doing this makes me unhappy, then that means no matter what other details are happening, it's not working. Right. And not just that from that sense of that you're supposed to be happy all the time, but it's also like, you're supposed to, I would definitely suggest you be smart most of the time. Right. And it's like, if what you do on a regular basis causes you consistent stress, chronic anxiety, and all these different things, that means 100% it's not working. Doesn't matter what the details are. And I think a lot of people too, maybe not even realize what chronic anxiety or some of these things look like. So also understand too, like, you're not supposed to wake up and immediately freak out about all the things you have to do that day. That's not a good sign. Okay. If that's what's happening. It's also important to note that it's like, just because some of these things are coming up doesn't mean you're doing something wrong or that you missed out on something or you're dumb or you haven't figured it out, da 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 da. It's like, actually get excited about getting the data of being like, oh, whoa. So you're telling me like, I'm not supposed to wake up and freak out and immediately just want to check all my emails and catch up and make sure I'm making everybody happy. It's like, yeah, no, you don't have to do it that way. You actually don't. So like, no, and there's more and more evidence and more people doing that. If you stay on your phone, keep your phone by your side all day, and at any possible ping or any little thing, it's in charge of what you're paying attention to. That's not normal. Like, that's not normal. Humans have only been doing that 10 years out of the million years we've existed on this planet. It's only been 10 years, right? Like such a tiny little thing. And now we're completely controlled by this thing. It's not normal. It doesn't make sense. And it's actually probably one of the leading causes of anxiety and depression because of the dopamine stimulus, that feedback loop, constantly getting that stimulus from the phone is just totally not normal, right? If you are catching yourself naturally and habitually closing yourself off from basic human needs, like connection with other people or time outside in nature or quality sleep or eating good food, that's totally not normal either. Okay. And it's not saying that you're weird or there's something wrong with you, but it's just like, it's so important to let that be looked at and then get excited about the fact that it's like, cause everyone listening, nobody can argue with me. That's the best part about my job. I'm not going anywhere too crazy with it. You know, like nobody can say that getting good night's sleep is going to like be worse off for them. Right. So everyone listening knows it's like, yeah, you're right. But sometimes it becomes this kind of almost overwhelming thing. It's like, all right, well, how do I fix all of this stuff at once? Holy crap. You're right. I need a better relationship with people, water, food, sunlight, movement, sleep, relaxation, stress management, time management. It's like this whole kind of thing. So I also just want to, because we only have so much time on a podcast and clearly I can talk for days. but I just want everyone listening to know that there is a way to do it. People like Sophie, I would say, are really pioneering and really opening to that experiment of like, how does this look as a holistic system? And I know that moving forward in your work, as you're training entrepreneurs and helping women build these epic businesses, it's like you're letting them get that level of training too, where it's not going to freak them out. It's not going to burn them out. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
And thank you for listening to your own journey enough to realize like, oh, not making it like, oh no, I'm doing something wrong. It's going like, no, I'm actually doing stuff so well that it's, things are building and growing. It's going fast and that's awesome. And people who have good hearts and really want to serve and have the skills like can expect those kinds of results, but it will get, make like a lopsided machine if you're not then going on the other side and like taking care of the me part, that self-mastery part. So thank you for doing that. And just for everyone listening, know like there are ways to approach it and there's some very simple fundamental principles that allow that to take place. And the main one is slowing down. That's the main one, like in whatever possible way that could look like for you. And I'd say that maybe the most enlightening or potent way to just bring that into your life, if you're listening to this, you're like, all right, Nathaniel, like, how the heck am I supposed to slow down? literally try 5-minute meditation in the middle of the day and just notice what happens to your brain, right? And I'd say anywhere between like two, I'd say between 2 and 5. That's maybe not the middle for some people, but between like 2 and 5, because one, that's usually when most people crash and decide to then quit for the rest of the day, right? Or it's when some people are just quote unquote crushing it, aka crushing their adrenals and crushing a bunch of cortisol into their system and freaking out. But it gives you this opportunity to actually really gauge, where is my baseline? And am I just running off of a bunch of momentum and excitement and just trying to push myself through the day? Will I even let, because I bet half the people are like, all right, I can take that on, are going to try it tomorrow or even right after this and this. And then they're going to sit there for 30 seconds and be like, oh, this is silly, get out of here, and then go on to the next thing. Right. So I just want to give people that invitation, because the more, it's like you literally, with 3 minutes of proper slowing down, you can create 30 minutes. You can add 30 minutes to your day, because every single person here guaranteed, quote unquote, wasting at least an hour a day, mm-hmm. right? On their phone, dicking around on Facebook, on their laptop, whatever it might be. And I did the math. I think an hour a day over an entire year, if you waste an hour a day over an entire year, adds up to 2 full weeks of wasted. Mm. And now everyone listening, I know for a fact, has done some badass stuff in 2 weeks, like filled up the program, right? Or created a new product, or like went on an awesome vacation. Like 2 weeks is a really valuable amount of time. So to know that, like, that's actuous. How many of you at the end of 2018 would be like, man, if I would have just had 2 extra weeks that I could have placed anywhere and like given that much more attention and energy and intention to what I'm doing, you'd have a completely different year. So just know that that's really what this is coming down to. And every single day, we have this opportunity to master this single day. Everyone does the same thing over and over and over again. You have some version of waking up, eating food, using the restroom, engaging with people, maybe going on the internet. There's only like a handful of things we actually repeat over and over and over and over and over again. And when you slow down enough and inquire, you can start to realize how simply those things can be start to be adjusted in very simple ways. And that all compounds into like literally just an entire new operating system. And yeah. That's like my work in the world. That's what I'm most passionate and excited about. Yeah. And I'm just so glad I can be here and chat with you. And you're such a great example of like someone who's really taking on the fact of like building a business right and well and scalable and really getting people results and actually doing stuff, like, is no joke. Like mm-hmm. It takes effort. It's not necessarily easy. I would say from a mathematical/tactical thing, it's simple as far as what needs to get done, but none of that's necessarily easy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what everyone's looking for, is how do we make this stuff easier? And then some people are kind of running around still trying to get it simple. I love being able to speak to like you and people. I know your audience is like really game for like trying to do this stuff in a way that actually works. But again, having that definition of works mean the whole freaking thing, you know, not just the bank account.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that this brings up one point that I'd love for us to touch on before we wrap up. And it's really looking at like why we're so hardwired and why we have these programs of wanting to actually achieve these specific things and the belief that we have around what that's going to mean about us, about who we are. A lot of things that come up are like feeling like worthy or feeling like we're enough or feeling like we're loved or we're lovable. And that usually tends to be the driving force for a lot of people in achieving and doing. And so I know one of the things we were jamming on was talking about like spell breaking the wizard. So let's dive into that.
Oh gosh. Okay. This is really fun. So part of my journey is kind of like realizing when I was a kid, like when I was in high school, I read like The Power of Now and a bunch of The Untethered Soul, a bunch of really cool books that really started to like open me up at like a young age. And not to say that I'm like more awake than other people or any of this kind of stuff, but I'm definitely onto some really trippy stuff, and it totally served my life all these really powerful ways. But I also started to realize that even that process of quote unquote waking up or becoming conscious or becoming an entrepreneur or being spiritual or being healthy, right? All these different labels come with their own, essentially their own version of kind of a hypnosis, right? Like being put under a spell. Right, like so a witch casts a spell on you, fall in love with the first person you see, right? And it's like, it's uncontrollable. And you just are, like have this hypnotic haze, right? And we all still have our own versions of that. And it's really powerful to realize how often, and I know everyone has evidence of their own life where they've kind of felt like they've unplugged from a certain matrix. Let's say, right, unplugging from the 9-to-5 matrix. So I woke up, I realized I have this boss and I'm just making them money. And like, what about me? And I don't have to, all these hours. And they unplug from that. not realizing they immediately plug into another matrix, which is like the hustle and grind entrepreneur matrix, right? Which is just a different version of ultimately the same thing, right? So you have to start to realize there's certain concepts or ultimately invitations that serve us for the sake of like waking us up, but maybe don't serve us for like a long-term kind of thing. So a really simple example of that is the idea of living in alignment, right? And a lot of people use that term. It's a great term. I think it's super valuable. I literally, one of my first programs was called Align Your Life, right? That me and my buddy Amateo produced. It was so much fun. And it's a really powerful concept, right? Like I'm sure everyone listening has had their own version of like, whoa, are my relationships like in alignment for me? Is what I'm doing with my business like really in alignment? Like it's a really powerful conversation, but taken too far and taken out of context becomes this like waking up each day and making sure everything's in alignment, right? And it's like, oh, I stubbed my toe. Oh no, are my chakras out of alignment? Like, am I like in the bad karma alignment right now? Am I in the wrong timeline? Am I doing this and that? And it's like becomes this whole thing of literally creating a story of a need to judge yourself in every possible thing, which if anything's quote unquote out of alignment, it's probably you in the state of being of self-judgment, right? Which is the you that's not going to take any action, who's not going to be creative, who's not going to relax, et cetera, et cetera. So it's like the process of committing to alignment, quote unquote, actually puts people out of alignment by their own definition. When by my definition of alignment, there's no such thing as being out of alignment. Because let's say, oh my God, I'm out of alignment. I was doing some unconscious habit and self-sabotage. It's like, great. That's part of your journey. You realizing that right now is actually an opportunity to integrate that, AKA the most aligned thing you could possibly do, right? So it's so important to realize like when the sort of operating system we use to run our life constantly puts us back in a disempowered place, then you know it's a faulty operating system. Another very simple example is the concept of like a full body yes. And I've been a big fan of this one in the past too. And a lot of people use it. And again, I'm not bagging any of this stuff. I just think it's really fascinating to like look at it, right? And see how it influences us. You haven't heard the idea of a full body yes is like when you want to make a decision for your life, like with a partner or working with a coach or all these kinds of things, you want it to be a full body yes, right? Full body yes, that means it's your intuition. That means you're tapped into something deeper, right? You're not listening to your fear and all this kind of stuff. And then you make the decision from that full body yes. So I personally, I don't think maybe ever felt a full body yes because I actually don't even know what that means. I don't even know if I'm feeling my full body ever. Nobody does. It's just words, right? We're just playing with the thing. Now, what it's pointing at, I think is really valuable, which is like make powerful decisions, right? Feel good about your decision. It's telling you about discernment, right? It's telling you about like not just reacting to opportunities, right? All of that's super, super valuable. So when we actually break it apart, there's so much good stuff in there. But there's a lot of people who will literally wait for weeks, if not months, if not years to make decisions about something because they're literally waiting to feel a full body yes. And that'll never happen. And some of the most important decisions we could ever make in our life should include a bunch of no in there, a bunch of fear, a bunch of like, wait, but I'm not sure. No, right? If that was all full body yes, any decision that's full body yes, you could actually almost guarantee you is a decision completely in your comfort zone, which means there's no growth happening, which means there's probably a way more badass decision you can make, right? So again, something as simple as these little memes that get shared around, right, totally can become a spell and actually throw people off guard. Just for funsies too, we were talking about like that meme, like alignment over hustle, right? Hustle, alignment is the new hustle. And I totally agree. I think that's awesome. And there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there who just need a hustle. You know, they actually do. Like yeah. The best thing that would serve you right now would be to try to work really, really hard today. Mm-hmm. And see what happens. Now, I didn't say you need to run yourself into the ground. I just said, like, what does that even mean? Like, to just really go for it today. That's what a lot of people need. So it's hard to like share all of that in just one post. And I think that's why it's great to realize, like, oh yeah, if you're getting a message to slow down, just take that in and check in. Cause maybe that's not actually the message you need right now. Maybe you've been freaking just sleeping in bed all day and you don't need to slow down. Maybe you need to just go on a walk. So that's still like maybe a slow walk. It doesn't mean you have to get up and make $1 million. Just get up and like do the dishes, like whatever. There's a lot of really powerful spells. I'm writing like a little coffee table book right now for entrepreneurs because I think it's so powerful to just keep ourselves in check. And it's like there's such a huge difference between what a lot of people constantly assume that there's like a, oh yeah, the last kind of spell that I'll share is the spell of mindset, right? And a lot of people are like, oh, I just need to change my mindset and then things will get different. And when people say that to me, I say, okay, great. What is that? What is a mindset? Where is it? How do you change it? And then they kind of like, well, your belief systems and your like neuroplasticity, you know, I read a book about that, right? And it's just like, again, it's just kind of this concept when ultimately, in my experience, what mindset actually means is your behaviors. So you know your mindset has changed when your behaviors have changed, and more specifically, your automatic behaviors. Because anyone can think a few thoughts and maybe psych themselves into doing something uncomfortable, but to become the person who naturally is inclined to do what's uncomfortable, that's the actual quote-unquote work or the shift or the thing you're actually looking for, right? So a lot of people, again, will stay stuck and be like, oh, well, I can't launch my program yet because I have all these money blocks and all these mindset things. And it's like, maybe, or launching the program is literally what the unblocked version of you would do. So by doing it, you're unblocked, right? I had a mentor tell me one time, there's no such thing as quote unquote blocks. There's just things you could be doing that you're not doing. Now, trauma is another conversation. There's lots of things, like trauma is a real block. It's in the body and it will get in the way. And a lot of times it's almost impossible to actually like get to like see that it's happening. That's a whole different conversation. And even with trauma, you can still, there's a lot of moves you can make. And that's kind of one of my go-to reminders for people, just to realize there's always a move I can make, even if it's just to take a deep breath. And that's always a good move. Even if it's just to drink a glass of water, go outside, call a friend that you love, get your thoughts out on paper. Any one of those six things would completely shift someone's day, especially if you did all of them, like right after one another. And how simple is that, right? So there's so many things that can serve us. I would encourage just to bookend the spell thing. Like when you hear a concept online from a coach or a guru or whatever it might be, and it gets exciting and it's really like, whoa, this is the thing. Just like, no, it's definitely not the thing. And it's just something to add to this giant list of a lot of great things that can influence you and that can support you as principles, right? I think the part where we, oh, I have to make six figures. That's a really powerful spell. What's my $50,000 a month business model? That's a powerful spell, right? When the truth is, if you made 50 grand right now, it might ruin your life, right? The first time I made 100 grand, I got a $100,000 investment in my business in a 10-minute conversation, and it literally ruined my life because I wasn't ready for it. I didn't have the identity to match. I didn't have all kinds of things in place. My nervous system literally didn't know how to handle it, right? So know that if we're getting excited and just jumping to this next concept or idea or whatever, that's great, and let yourself be excited about it. But just remind yourself of like what's happened every other time you've done that, right? Which is, you know, ultimately wake up out of that and come back to your senses, and it just kind of gets added to the mix instead of it being this like, this is going to save me, right? This is the thing.
Oh, I love it. We could go on forever on so many things. Now, we might even have to do another episode and just deep dive into this concept in and of itself. But I think we've given them a lot of juice. A lot to dive into for today. And I would love if anyone wants to come and find you and really just tune into your world, because you're always just sharing such epic content and value, especially on the gram. How can they find you?
I'd say just go to my website, my name, NathanielSalas.com, or Instagram. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm hanging out the most. Anyone's so welcome to like send me a DM. I'm a human being. I like meeting people, you know. This isn't part of my secret enrollment strategy. Like literally, if you thought something was cool in the podcast, or if you have a question, or you're like curious what the hell I'm even talking about, like I'm totally just love to meet people. So that's probably the best way.
Amazing. Well, thank you so, so much. We'll make sure we provide those links for you guys as well under or above this episode. Cool. Yeah. Just thank you so, so much for making the space and taking the time to just tune in and just share your ancient wizardly wisdom with the rest of the world. And just
my pleasure.
Yeah, just loving and appreciating you deeply for the human that you are. Really, really, really just grateful for you.
I love you too, Sophie. Thank you so much for having me.
All the love. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for all of you tuning in and listening, sending you so much love. Again, go check out Nathaniel on Instagram and on his site. He's got some epic stories to follow. And if you enjoyed this episode, you're going to really enjoy his content. So with that being said, have an absolutely amazing day, and we will see you all next time.
Bye-bye.